it's crazy because it's not about what you know, it's about how you go about beating them. We could sit here and talk all night about Donegal. We all could. We all know how they play and the way they go about it. There's very little surprises in how they go about it, but knowing it and doing something about it is two different things. And they're formidable opposition. There'd be no surprise. I don't know if there'd be any surprises. I'd be surprised if there isn't Donegal's play. They've been implementing this last number of years, but it's beating them's a problem. They're a very, very hard team to beat. That's the problem. It's not. I don't think knowing about them's a problem. It's beating them's the problem.
They're very strong physically, Gavin, and they're great in the turnover, you know, and it's a massive physical challenge for you because Tyrone are a lighter team.
We're supposedly a lighter team, but we big fellas too. Molly Longley's not we, Sean Cavanagh's not we, Petey Hart's turned into a beast of a man. Even our weir men over the last 12 months have been coming on really well in that area of the field. You know, it's all about the size of the fight and the man, and it's not about the physical size. Donegal the last day in Ballybuffet, we were lackluster, we were flat, and the physical size of it, I wouldn't read too much into that.
There's a lot of talk about some of these under 21 guys being ready to step up. Would you be bringing anybody in between now and the Donegal game?
The under 21s, fantastic. It's been a fantastic journey. Me and Mickey both were down in Parnell Park on Saturday night, and it was fantastic. It was fantastic to be there. Something unique about that team. I think that team is. They've been pushed up in a collar a number of games in Donegal and Roscommon and then the final, and there's something unique about them. They're a fantastic team to watch. In terms of bringing players in, we have three already, and before the ball was kicked this year, we had three in, and we're Rory Brennan, Callum McShane, and
Mark Bradley.
Mark Bradley's the three that we've in, and we actually were looking young McGeary in at the start of the year as well, but he couldn't commit with the commitments of on the 21s and whatnot, so and there could be possibly another couple, but it is what it is. Under 21s had a fantastic year, they had a fantastic journey and fantastic prospects, but we need to be very careful. They don't heap too much pressure on the under 21s. We have a fantastic bunch of players there at the moment with the seniors, and bit by bit when they keep at it, they've a tough league club fixture to get through now in the next number of weeks. There's championship to look forward to now in the next 4 or 5 weeks in Tyrone. So there are plenty of opportunities, these under 21s, to be seen and impressed. So we just need to watch and not putting too much pressure on them. They'll be in due course.
And they've given the whole county a boost in morale. Has that rubbed off, would you say, on your senior players as they prepare for this big game?
Absolutely. I think it's rubbed off on us all. It's great to be there on Saturday night and see the energy that our supporters had. It's been absolutely magical. Even in the Ulster final that night, and when we beat Donegal, we used to win Ulster titles in the past, and it was like winning the Baraka Blitz. We wouldn't be much key to it, but when we beat Donegal that night in Derry City, it was fantastic, and it's great to see that back in the county. So hopefully, but again, in Sunday week, a lot of it may count for very little in terms of being on the pitch of play. It might even give Donegal a bit of inspiration in terms of keeping us down, don't let us get up when our heads are down, because so it's what you read into it. There's pros and cons for both sides.